From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to denuclearize and meet U.S. officials after meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Ryan Brooks reports on Kim's first known trip outside North Korea since assuming power in 2011.
China says Kim is willing to both hold a summit with the United States and pursue getting rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. China's state news agency quoted Kim saying the problem could be solved if, quote, South Korea and the United States respond to our efforts with goodwill. The nuclear issue was actually left out of what North Korea's own official media said about the train trip.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. Increased activity at a North Korean nuclear site has caught the attention of analysts and renewed concerns about the complexities of denuclearization talks. Luis Ramirez has more.
Satellite imagery taken last month suggests North Korea has begun preliminary testing of an experimental light water reactor and possibly brought another reactor online at its Yongbyon Nuclear Research Center. Both could be used to produce the fissile materials needed for nuclear bombs. Jane's intelligence review cautioned that without international inspections, it's impossible to determine what's being produced at the plant. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
France is holding a ceremony on Wednesday to honor a police officer who was killed last week after offering to take the place of a hostage during an attack on a supermarket. President Emmanuel Macron addressed the ceremony in Paris for Lieutenant Colonel Arnon Beltram. The president said that Beltram died a hero. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Wednesday, the Russian ambassador to Indonesia commented on the expulsion of Russian diplomats in dozens of nations and the accusation against Moscow regarding a nerve agent attack in Britain.
Well, the situation is absolutely absurd.
Speaking to foreign journalists just 10 days after assuming her new role in Jakarta, the ambassador said concrete evidence needed to be produced before any accusations could be made. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis chastised Russia for dangerous and reckless behavior, saying it was pretty obvious Moscow was behind the use of a military-grade nerve agent against a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The Russian Foreign Ministry says British Special Services could have used the poison in the attack. More than 20 nations have expelled over 130 Russian diplomats this week in a show of solidarity with Britain. Russia denounced the actions as boorish and pledged to retaliate. Kenyan opposition Senator Miguna Miguna says he is still detained in a restroom at the country's main airport after he refused an attempt to deport him. Jeff Custer has that story.
His lawyer says authorities are in contempt after the High Court Tuesday ordered his immediate release in a court appearance Wednesday morning. Miguna was deported to Canada last month in a crackdown on politicians who attended the mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga to protest President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election. A court later ordered that Miguna's Kenyan passport be restored and that he be allowed to return. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Catalonia's parliament has passed a symbolic motion affirming the right of the Spanish region's former separatist leader, Carlos Puigdemont, to be re-elected to his old job, even though he is in jail and facing a possible trial. Brahma Benito has that story.
Pro-independence parties used their slim majority to approve the motion Wednesday and continue their defiance of the Spanish government. Puigdemont fled Spain to avoid arrest 5 months ago, after the Catalan Parliament's declaration of independence. He was detained in Germany on Sunday on a European arrest warrant. German authorities are due to decide on his extradition. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The European Union's law enforcement agency says authorities have broken up an Iraqi gang that smuggled migrants and refugees into the United Kingdom from Spain. Europol says the gang took Albanian migrants as well as refugees from Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria to the UK using regular ferry services from northern Spain, hiding them in trailers, caravans, and trucks that were waiting in restricted parking bays to board the ferries. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.